In this week's parasha, we read, "Vayitein Hashem Elokeinu biyadeinu, gam es oig melech habashon." Hashem gave into our hand also Oig, the king of Bashan. After 40 years in the wilderness, the Jews had begun the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. The Medrash relates that Oig, the king of Bashan, that evil giant who hated the Jewish people, once uprooted a mountain with his own hands, heaved it over the Jewish nation in an attempt to crush them. Moshe Rabbeinu uttered the secret name of Hashem, and it was miraculously able to suspend the mountain in mid-air so that no one was hurt. After this, the Jews proclaimed, "Cursed are the hands that threw this mountain." The Amorim declared, "Blessed are the hands that held it up." The Sefer Talmudas finds it puzzling that the Amorim blessed the children of Bnei Yisrael and the hands of Moshe. They were enemies of the Jews and they despised them. He answers that Moshe's great level of kindness made a tremendous impact on the Amorim. The cruelty of Og, who sought to destroy the Jewish people in one fell swoop, it was obvious he showed no compassion whatsoever. However, Moshe Rabbeinu, with the strength that Hashem gave him, could easily have responded mida keneged mida, measure for measure, and thrown the mountain at the Amorim. But he didn't do this. He merely suspended the mountain to prevent it from falling on the Jews. The Midrash teaches us that the Jewish people are unique in their innate quality of compassion. We are called Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim, merciful ones, the children of merciful ones. I would like to take this opportunity to wish you a good Shabbos.